Washington Post's Kathleen Parker, Christine Blasey Ford is no hero. By Paul Bois on April 1, 2024. A recent op-ed from Kathleen Parker of The Washington Post took aim at the establishment press for promoting Christine Blasey Ford's memoir while shutting out Mark Judge, the man who refuted her claims in a blistering memoir of his own. Christine Blasey Ford is no hero, if justice is the measure. Parker headlined her piece at the very news organization that originally published Ford's sexual assault allegation against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Christine Blasey Ford is promoting her new memoir to acclaim from certain quarters, including a glowing review by The New York Times. Meanwhile, the man she accused of being a witness to her alleged sexual assault by now Supreme Court Justice Brett M. Kavanaugh more than 40 years ago can get his own book reviewed or even mentioned by mainstream newspapers, wrote Parker. As Breitbart News reported, Blasey Ford's book did not refute a single claim made in Judge's book, The Devil's Triangle, despite it being available on Amazon since 2022. Neither The New York Times nor The Washington Post nor NPR nor CNN nor NBC has reviewed or even questioned the many explosive claims expounded in Judge's book, which alleges that Democrat operatives and their media allies engaged in witness tampering, extortion, and outright cruelty in their quest to destroy an innocent man. Speaking with Martha McCallum in an interview with Fox Nation recently, Judge even recalled how certain operatives pushed him to change his story and sink Brett Kavanaugh with the promise that he would be considered a hero if he confirmed Christine Blasey Ford's story. Several people said, "Yeah, you jumped on the bed and broke things up. You prevented this. You're the hero here. You say that and you're home free," Judge said. "I had journalists who I had been friends with sending me emails, 'Do it, Mark. Do it for humanity. Lie about this for humanity.'" Ford has not ever been able to recall where or when the party occurred or how she returned home that night after Brett Kavanaugh allegedly assaulted her. Even more significant, Ford's childhood friend, Leland Ingram Kaiser, said she had no recollection of being at the party Ford described and even had no memory of ever meeting Brett Kavanaugh. Mark Judge also said he had no recollection of such a party, telling the FBI under oath that he never saw his friend Brett Kavanaugh assault anyone during their time together in high school. In her op-ed for The Washington Post, Parker noted that Kaiser experienced the same pressure that Mark Judge experienced to change her story, which resulted in Blasey Ford passively suggesting that Kaiser's recovery from severe surgery may have influenced her memory. Kaiser, who felt pressured by Ford's supporters to confirm Ford's story, testified to the FBI that she had no recollection of any such party and didn't know Kavanaugh. When intimidation didn't work, Ford and her friends implied that Kaiser's testimony couldn't be trusted because she had significant health challenges, as Ford put it during her testimony. It didn't take long for the meaning here to become public. Kaiser had at one point become addicted to painkillers prescribed for golf-related back and neck injuries. She has suffered years of surgeries and pain that continues today, thanks to her commitment to recovery. No meds. She also has had to cope with the psychological effects of her persecution by the anti-Kavanaugh brigade. At least one person from Team Ford tried to persuade her to adjust her story. She refused. Parker even further praised Judge for emerging from his bunker after 5 years of solitude to fight back against what she called the #MeToo Iron Curtain. For the people who have held Blasey Ford up as a hero, Parker took it even further to suggest that she has been cashing in on the events of 2018 with virtually no pushback, noting that she received over $1 million in donations, a swanky book deal, and even overnights at Oprah's. Parker concludes her piece by asserting that both Mark Judge and Leland Kaiser should be the ones applauded for sticking to their stories despite the immense personal costs. "At its dark heart, this was a witness tampering and extortion operation," Mark Judge told Breitbart News last year. "I got a phone call from California on September 14, 2018, threatening to extort me. They were dumb enough to leave a message. And I gave it to the FBI." Leland Kaiser said she was told nasty things could be said about her if she did not back up Ford, he added at the time. "I don't know if Ford was involved in that or if it was others, but that's all this was. Forget about the yearbooks, the teen slang, the stuff about the 1980s. They did opposition research and then tried to extort me and try to witness tamper. That's what it was. For people looking to simplify the fall of 2018, it was, exactly as Brett said, a well-orchestrated political hit. It was a crime. As Mark Judge previously recalled to Breitbart News, the past 5 years have been a difficult road for him, and he still suffers PTSD from the incident. As he says in his GoFundMe campaign, "I don't think even today people know how deep or dark the hit on me was." Fortunately, his book has given people a small insight into his terrifying experience. Purchase The Devil's Triangle, Mark Judge vs. the New American Stasi on Amazon.